If there's any young children that would like to come to the front and join me in my first children's story. Good morning. Welcome to the children's story. Today I have a story for you guys about faithfulness and truth. One day, Tex Smith was driving down the road at night, and all of a sudden his little dog next to him was getting fidgety. So he pulled over to the side of the road to let his dog out for a walk. As the dog walked along and did his business, Tex thought it was time for them to go. As he called Tex called his dog, the dog didn't respond. And that was not like his dog, because he was always faithful. So with a little more encouragement and a little more barking from the dog, Tex went down to see what was going on. As he got to the edge of the canyon by the dark, windy road, Tex could hear an off in the distance, a slight little bark. Couldn't quite make it out, but he knew something was there, which attracted his dog, which made him not come to him. So as Tex looked around and couldn't see anything, he finally decided to walk further into the canyon. As he walked further into the canyon, he could hear the bark distinctly, and he knew it was coming from a dog. He didn't know whether the dog was hurt, or was chasing something, or just lost. As he got closer to the bark, he had realized that there was a dark object laying next to the dog. Dog wasn't moving. Dog was ferocious, wasn't letting Tex near the dark object. As Tex looked closer and closer, he realized there was a body. There was a man that was injured. And he looked over and he saw a car down the canyon hill further. It had seen there was an accident. And the dog and the master of the dog had got thrown from the car, and the master lay there injured. But his faithful dog kept by his side and was barking and barking for hours until somebody could come help. While Tex, by himself, he couldn't lift the man by himself, so Tex climbed up the hill, got in his car, drove to the nearest town, and got help. As the police arrived, and the ambulance and the first responders, they rescued the man, but they had to chase the dog away because the dog was still faithful, sitting next to his master. As they placed the man into the ambulance, the dog ran around and ran around the ambulance, checking on his master, making sure he was safe. Finally, Tex was able to grab the little dog, wrapped him up in a blanket, the ambulance drove away. Tex got in his car with the little dog. The little dog at that time finally calmed down, realized that he had done his job. He was faithful to his master, and he was true to the job he needed to do. At the end, the man spent many days in the hospital, not knowing whether he would ever see his dog again. But Tex, knowing how true the dog was and how faithful he was to his master, knew in the end he had to take care of the dog and return it to the master if he ever did come out of the hospital. And one day, the gentleman left the hospital, and there was Tex with his faithful dog by his side, and gave it back to his master. This lets us know if we're faithful to our God and we stay true to our beliefs, that in the end, life will always be good for us. So stay faithful and stay true to your goal of being close to God. Amen.